This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Who we got now, Tess?
Well, we have a continuing community
another doyen.
A continuing community icon, the one and only Brenton Gayer.
Yeah.
Good morning to you, Brenton.
Thanks for having me, Taz. It's great to be at Joy. Although it's been some time since I've been here and been able to chat about what I'm up to. And
well, I think we should make you a regular.
Yeah, I reckon.
There was a time when I was quite a regular, but it's been a few years since I've been in here.
Well, you know, as a studio guest, Dale, you actually get one of these to take away with you.
I noticed that your last guest, David Benedou, had one, and I thought, oh, I hope I get one.
Oh, yes. And it's even got a little spoon.
Brenton,
it's
perfect for my little... You're looking fabulous.
Oh, Looking well.
Decorated.
Well, we kind of do our best. We kind of got to get out. So we need a reason to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds a bit bleak. So you're doing a piece of work for Midsummer, and you're doing that piece of work in conjunction with Living Positive Victoria, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yes.
And it's associated with the Enough campaign. Now, I need to declare an interest. It turns out that I am an Enough ambassador,
as is
Macca.
So am I.
So we just put that on the table.
We've got a great family of ambassadors at Enough.
There you go. And we want more, of course, don't we?
Yeah.
So tell us what you're doing.
Well, for the last 12 months or so, or chunk of time, Living Positive Victoria has been focused on engaging with arts practitioners, whether they be painters, writers, drawers, poets, photographers, all sorts of art practice, in order to get our health messaging through on a different medium. There are a lot of people who don't necessarily pick up a brochure or read a magazine article or engage health messaging through that. And we've decided that we can access a whole new audience through art practice, whether it be exhibitions. People go to exhibitions, people see theatre, people see dance. And if we can engage with those artistic practitioners and incorporate our health messaging through their work, we're going to tap into a whole new, broader, diverse audience. And the latest project we've put out there is going to be launched next Wednesday night at Chapel Off Chapel. It's an exhibition by artist Sebastian Zagrella, and he has developed a multimedia installation that, in response to his own seroconversion, when he became HIV positive, he found it very difficult to engage with in conversation to ordinary people, to mates, to family, to anyone, about what it means to be living with HIV today. So in response to that dilemma in his life, he's put together this exhibition that is being staged through Midsummer at Chapel Off Chapel. And as part of that, in order to bring to life the questions he had around his own positive status and his own seroconversion, he's working with us at Living Positive Victoria co-presenting with us a roundtable conversation about that topic, about what it means to be HIV today.
So there's a couple of things there. One is Sebastian has an exhibition on Chapel on Chapel, and secondly, there's going to be a forum that people can come attend and listen or participate in the conversation.
Yes, indeed. The forum is free. It will happen next Saturday, the 20th of January, between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. at Chapel Off Chapel, in and amongst the exhibition that Sebastian is about to install, which will make it very interesting. So it won't be a dry panel discussion. It'll be much more lively. We have engaged with other Midsummer artists and presenters who have approached their events with HIV as a topic, including Camden Tilley, who's an artist and performer, presenting a show called HIV Me. Queer activist, poet and performer Ed Marino, who has an exhibition in Midsummer, or rather a play in Midsummer at Chapel Off Chapel. We have got, from Living Positive Kenya, Jason McKean in town to participate in this conversation. peer support program coordinator from Positive Women, Heather Magwage, and a client and coordinator and support worker from the Living Positive Living Centre in Pran, Stephen Borg. So there's a range of artists, performers, academics, community leaders, all coming together.
And practitioners.
And practitioners, indeed. Mm. All coming together to talk about the topic, what does it mean to be HIV today?
Because I suppose one of the questions that we thought, you know, that is posed is, there's no more shame living with HIV, or is there?
That is what...
And that's... Yeah, it says it because, you know, whilst the environment has changed and treatments have changed, and we've been touching on HIV and ageing over the last couple of weeks.
There are posters all over Melbourne.
Yeah.
Say that, you know, some people with HIV still experience stigma.
Yeah. So, you know, it is a relevant, you know, it's a very relevant question that, or is there shame for people, or do they feel that people are feeling shame for them?
Well, that is the basis, of course, of the Enough campaign, which we've been running at Living Positive Victoria for the last 4 or so years.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting that you brought that up. That question still exists, and we don't have the answer for it. So we thought we'd rest the Enough campaign for a little while we undergo a survey and critical analysis of the campaign.
A bit of a recheck, a bit of a check.
Yes. So we've engaged a group of people to conduct that survey, collect data about the effect of the campaign in order to inform collect data on what impact the Enough campaign has had over its 4 years, and that data will inform... Well, it'll certainly answer that question.
Mm.
And it will also inform where we take the Enough campaign into the future.
Yeah. Sounds great. So tell us about your role in all of this.
I'm employed a couple of days a week by Living Positive Victoria. One of the many projects I am dipping into at the moment. And actually, I've been doing it for 4 years, which was amazing. I was only brought in for one project that was funded
many
by
years
City,
ago.
Yes, well, City of Melbourne funded an exhibition of photographic work in response to HIV stigma around AIDS 2014, the International AIDS Conference.
I saw that.
4 years ago, yes.
I saw that.
Yes, so
I was there.
I was brought in by LPV to produce that and coordinate that, and they kind of kept me. So, and I had no opposition to that. So I've been continuing to coordinate the Enough campaign beyond the conference to today, and it's got to a point now where we're widening that out. We're engaging now with artists and arts workers and the positive community to create new and diverse audiences for our health messages, because there are so many untapped potential audiences for our health messaging around HIV and HIV stigma.
Because, you know, often we think the message is getting out there, and there's one thing that we've all learned over decades, and that is that the message doesn't always get out. It doesn't matter what the message is.
Well, I want to ask you, Brendan, what is your message?
Yeah.
What is the message that you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
I'm very passionate about creating conversations about HIV and the state of being HIV positive today, which is so different to a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. So different. And we need to create conversations about, well, that are generated from HIV positive people, so that those HIV positive people, we can let people know that today being HIV is so different to what perhaps they think it is. And certainly what it has been in the past. And as the listeners would have learnt from your last guest, David Menadue, get tested, get treated, become undetectable in time. And, of course, undetectable means that the HIV virus in your body is not present to the levels that it can be transmitted to your sexual partner. And the more people who get tested, get on treatment, that means the less people who can transmit the virus.
So that's a very consistent set of messages with David's. Get tested, get treated, have a good relationship with your healthcare providers, and talk about it.
Yeah, and the more we can talk about it to diverse audiences, people outside of, sometimes we, it's a terrible term, but sometimes we kind of confine ourselves to a bubble.
Yes.
And and we need to break out of that bubble and reach those people that aren't in our community, that live and exist beyond our community, who are also very vulnerable to HIV.
So, Brenton, as we wind up, just remind our listeners where they can see the show and how they can participate in the forum.
Sebastian's show called Inside Out. All the details are in the Midsummer Guide. Launching this Wednesday evening, everyone should come along to the launch. Then you can also come along to our free conversation about what it means to be HIV positive today, next Saturday afternoon at Chapel of Chapel. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, Brenton, can we expect to see you at the carnival tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going to be there because as a life member, I get a VIP pass to the VIP bar.
Oh, where are you going to that?
Well, I'll see you there.
Will you be there all? Will you move away from there at all?
Some of these VIP bars can be very dry affairs in terms of I'm glad to hear that you'll be there, because some of them can be just full of dull sponsors.
Well, I'm only going as a handbag. I haven't been invited.
I haven't been invited.
Well, maybe you can come as my handbag.
There you go. Maybe,
yes. There we go.
You'd make a lovely handbag, David.
So we will
more like a duffel bag.
We will see you at the carnival tomorrow, and we'll hang out at the VIP tent.
I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you.
And look, thank you very much, Brenton, for coming in. I love your work, and would love to see a lot more of you in 2018 in this studio on this show.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.